This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. Gubernatorial candidates Walker Stapleton and Jared Polis participated in another debate this morning at a venue outside of Greeley. KUNC's Scott Frantz was there. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Desmond.
Before we get into what the candidates said, tell me more about where the debate was held, since it isn't your typical venue.
Well, this one, the setting was a lot more rustic than the TV studios and auditoriums where the previous debates have taken place. Today they were inside of a barn. It's actually a replica of the historic Platte River Fort near Kersey in Weld County.
The debate was hosted by a group called Pro 15. Tell us more about who they are.
Well, Pro 15 focuses on issues that are important to northern Colorado, including the more rural areas along the eastern plains. So we heard some questions that we haven't yet, like what the candidates would do for rural areas of the state. Here's Republican Walker Stapleton.
I would work with Colorado's Office of Economic Development and International Trade on making sure that we list rural destinations for small and medium-sized companies, that we fully fund our broadband initiative over the next 5 years so that moms don't have to take their kids to McDonald's to do homework.
And here's Democrat Jared Polis.
We want to make sure that as we build renewable energy opportunities that Eastern Colorado is well poised to benefit as the renewable energy corridor of Colorado. That means extra income for landowners and farmers for siting solar or wind projects on their land.
The candidates were also asked about their views on water policy. What did we learn from their answers?
Well, Stapleton tried to claim Polis is against the Northern Integrated Supply Project, NISP as it's probably better known by. It would create two new reservoirs in northern Colorado to help bridge the water gap in the area.
This is a project that has had broad bipartisan support. It's gone through a 10-year-plus environmental review. Governor Hickenlooper last year cut a lengthy video about the need for this project, and for some reason, Congressman Polis has not been supportive of it.
I first want to be clear on water projects that, of course, we have storage as a big part of the statewide water plan. I fully support that. And I've worked hard to bring communities like Fort Collins to the table around NISP, and they've had many of their concerns addressed.
The rest of the 45-minute debate focused on similar themes, where the candidates stand on creating jobs, the best way to fix the state's transportation system, and how the state can support affordable housing.
Scott, this was the third debate you've covered between Polis and Stapleton, and the second one this week. What else stood out about this one?
Well, in this one, the moderators were definitely friendlier to the candidates than the ones that aired on TV. And Polis and Stapleton weren't really getting pressed about any of their answers. It's also apparent that they've polished a lot of their messaging at this stage in the race. And Stapleton continued to stay on the attack, and I think a lot of that has to do with the recent polls that put him behind Polis.
So, is debate season over yet?
Almost, Desmond. The candidates will have one final chance next week to make their case to voters at a televised debate in Denver Tuesday night.
That was KUNC Scott Frantz highlighting this morning's gubernatorial debate hosted by the group Pro 15. You can find Scott's other debate stories at our website, KUNC.org.